Continuing, this scramble, the polarization of wealth and poverty that's so rampant in the Western world, and especially in the United States, is going to continue. We can look forward to what that means. It means that little by little, the poor and propertyless are going to recognize themselves as poor and propertyless. We have to help them understand that. We have to help them understand that they are part of a new class. The objective conditions for us doing that are becoming more and more favorable, and there is no force on the face of the earth that can stop it. The process is not only continuing, it is necessarily accelerating. It won't go away, and we are heading for a very, very dangerous situation in the United States. The capitalists are calculating that in the final analysis. If they can't handle this, then they have to let the police handle it. Interjection. We'll be returning next week to this issue of what to do about this power tactic of getting us to make the police our focus, which rulers have used across class time, which we'll see as we talk about it. By that I mean, when we begin these big discussions in our communities with each other, clarity comes on these issues. The rulers have used this tactic across class time whenever the people awake from their sleep. Recall the refusal of Russian soldiers to shoot us down in the streets. Restored heart, restored hope, turn the tide to the people. And this was discussed in the Waking Up show of July 21st, 2013, and I put a link to the PDF, which includes that show, called Reclaiming Our Leadership. There's a link on that, the page for this show, and that's Reclaiming Our Leadership, Volume 1. And I don't hear this discussion of, do we really want this to be about us versus the police? Isn't that just playing into power's hands? When are we going to talk about that? How do we avoid getting trapped by that tactic? Because when the police stand with you, I remember when I went down to, I forget which, when there was still an Occupy Oakland move, I think it was one of the sad follow-up marches after the encampment had been, destroyed. And this is Oakland, Occupy Oakland. And, you know, it's hard for me to walk long ways. And so at some point, you know, I turned around because they, you know, had closed off the street. And so I was retracing my steps. And as the march passed, the police, there was a long line of police cars that followed in the wake of the march as they were opening up the street little by little behind the march. And so the police cars were like passing me by on either side. And for them, it was a day off in a sense. It seemed they were laughing, having a good time, and their windows were down. It was a warm day, and I looked at one and said, you know, one day you're going to be marching with us. And he laughed. We have to trust that. All right.